words of inspiration. We are reaching people and changing lives.
Take my life. Welcome to For Such a Time as This. I'm Cynthia West. It is time to thank Jesus that He is the living Word and that He equips us each day to succeed, especially for such a time as this. And now, let's hear the encouragement of God's Word.
Baruch atah Adonai. Blessed are you, Adonai. Adonai Elyon, the Lord God, Most High. Stand up for Jesus. If you like, may I ask you, would you sing with me? And if you can, would you stand right now? If you can't stand physically, then you stand up in your spirit and let's all lift up our Bibles as our banner. Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high the royal banner, it shall not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army he shall lead, till every foe is vanquished, for Christ is Lord indeed. Hallelujah! Thank you for singing that with me. Because for such a time as this, Deuteronomy chapter 31 verse 6 is also a banner that has been given to the prophetic voices. So I am going to say it as often as I can. Deuteronomy chapter 31 verse 6. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or tremble in dread before them, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not fail you or abandon you. And I assure you, child of God, my brother, my sister, every time Satan and his cohorts hear these, the words of God, they tremble. So I say again, Deuteronomy chapter 31 verse 6 is a banner that we can all wave just by saying it to ourselves, just by saying it to each other, by making it our declaration. Deuteronomy chapter 31 verse 6. Would you say it with me now? Would you repeat? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or tremble in dread before them. For it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not fail you or abandon you. Hallelujah. This is a prophetic banner that is being waved right now. And may I remind you that in Colossians chapter 1 verse 6 we read, for it was in him, Christ Jesus, that all things were created, in heaven and on earth, things seen and things unseen, whether thrones, dominions, rulers or authorities. All things were created to exist through him, by his service, intervention, and in and for him. And he himself existed before all things, and in him all things consist, cohere, are held together. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 61 verse 3. It says, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called oaks of righteousness, distinguished for uprightness, justice. I repeat, that they might be called oaks of righteousness, distinguished for uprightness and justice, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. So Lord, the harvest is ripe. Enable us to be true laborers. I call you, evangelist. I call you, preacher. You, teacher, who loves God's word. Arise, get up from the earth. That is the word the Lord gave me for such a time as this. And if you don't know what it means, then ask the Lord to show you. Would you pray with me? Holy Spirit, show me how to get up from the earth. And again, Isaiah chapter 61, verse 3. You were called trees of righteousness, distinguished for integrity and justice and right standing with God, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified as you stand for justice. Speak out for justice. Jesus is coming back for a glorious bride, a bride who carries his glory. It is the glory of Jesus. Let your reverential fear of the Lord, El Shaddai, guide you. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, would you say this declaration with me? Say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare, we command thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. We command thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Revelation chapter 3, verse 14 to 16. And to the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wast cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. My brother, my sister, I encourage you to be hot. I encourage you to keep oil in your lamp. Remember, you belong to the Ancient of Days. Fear God and not man. Let us pray right now to stay strong in the Lord. Would you say these words with me? Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, keep me steadfast to you. I declare, I stand steadfast in you. In you I live and move and have my being. Amen. So be it. Amen. I encourage you to seek God. He wants to show you great and mighty things. In such a time as this, the word of God is being challenged. The word of God is being questioned. And I remind you to understand Ephesians chapter 6, we are not fighting flesh and blood, but principalities in the spiritual realm. So, 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 47, the battle belongs to the Lord. Matthew chapter 4, verse 10, it is written. Isaiah chapter 44, verse 23, he has done it. Numbers chapter 23, verse 19, God is not man that he should lie. And Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 17, there is nothing too difficult for God. The Lord has not released me from Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 48, verse 6, you have heard these things foretold. Look at all this that has been fulfilled. And you, will you not declare it? I proclaim to you specific new things from this time, even hidden things which you have not known. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 27. Why, O Jacob, do you say and declare, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and the justice due me escapes the notice of my God? Remember, the Lord says, Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 2. Thus says the Lord who made the earth, the Lord who formed it to establish it. The Lord is his name. Call unto me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things fenced in and hidden, which you do not know, do not distinguish and recognize, have knowledge of and understand. Father God, we praise your name. Would you declare with me God's justice? Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare God's justice shall rule worldwide. For Isaiah chapter 30, verse 18 says, for the Lord, you are a God of justice. Hallelujah. We declare your justice, El Shaddai, shall be seen worldwide. Worldwide. And if you have not yet made Jesus the Lord of your life, if you would like to invite him in, would you say these words with me? Would you say, Lord Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe that you died on the cross to pay the price for my sin. And I believe that you rose on the third day. And right now, I repent of my sin. I turn away from my sin and I say, I am sorry. And I ask you, Lord Jesus, please come into my heart, come into my life, and be my Lord and my Savior. And Holy Spirit, would you fill me completely right now? And Holy Spirit, show me Jesus and let Jesus be seen in me. And child of God, the Lord has impressed on me that Florida has a good governor in Ron DeSantis. And would you pray with me right now? Lord, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, in Ron DeSantis, in Jesus' name. And I call forth President Donald J. Trump to stand in his anointed position of David. Lord, let thy kingdom come and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, in Donald J. Trump. Because when all of this is over, it has to be said that no one could have done this but our God. Because as with the United States of America, so with the rest of the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, may I just repeat these words over you? The Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen. Again, my brother, my sister, child of God, the listener, anyone who is listening, fight for your freedom. The word mandate is the opposite of the word freedom. And I will say that again. Fight. Stand up. Stand up for Jesus. Stand up for your freedom. The word mandate is the opposite of the word freedom. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is the King of Kings. America belongs to Almighty God. Stand up, stand and fight for your freedom. The word mandate is the opposite of the word freedom. Live in Jesus. Shine for Jesus. Go forth in Jesus. Be a light. Be the light that Lord Jesus made you to be. Amen. And amen.
You have been listening to For Such a Time as This with Cynthia West, a time to share scripture and to encourage the body of Christ in their daily walk. I pray you have been blessed and encouraged by God's word for such a time as this. For more information, contact 772-344-8485.